Today's show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management in the Sunshine State of Florida. That's right, Carlos Cortez is in the Free State, but no matter where you are in the upper 48, you can do business with Carlos Cortez. He's an independent fiduciary. Why is that important? Why do I keep saying that? Well, because he's not one of these big banks. He's not one of these big mainstay Main Street franchises that you hear about all the time. You know, the big corporations that are spending billions of dollars to put their logo in front of you every single day. And why do they have that money? Well, it's because they're backed by Wall Street, then in turn manipulated by Wall Street, who manipulates the Biden regime, who is under the control of the CCP, communist-controlled China. That's right. So are you doing business with a pro-Biden advisor? Well, that would mean that you're doing business with a pro-Chinese Communist Party advisor. And more than likely you are if you're dealing with one of these big corporations where you're just a number. An independent fiduciary only does well if you do well. And why not do business with an independent fiduciary that's a God-loving, patriotic American? Somebody who's a husband and a father and deeply cares about our republic. I feel comfortable sending you to Cortez Wealth Management. And if you trust me, then trust me on this and take this very seriously. Call Carlos Cortez today. At least give him a shot. That's all I'm asking. Call him, talk to him about your portfolio. See what he can build around your individual circumstance, whether it's stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment, pension plans, cryptocurrencies, whether you want to talk about your retirement or maybe what you're leaving for your kids, if you want to invest in real estate. All of those things can be discussed with Carlos Cortez. Give him a call, 813-448-3446, or visit him online 24 hours a day and check him out at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. The globalists have been identified and we know their plan. We expose them right here every single day, but yet they get more and more hungry for power. They manipulate us through fear to gain compliance and drain the pocketbooks of the middle class. They try to crush the backbone of our economy. They step on our way of living. They close our small businesses. They steal our individual liberties, our freedom, our faith, and now trying to destroy the nuclear family structure. They attack our values. They diminish our will. They try to cancel our votes. They burn our neighborhoods to the ground, and like the tyrants of our global history, they strive every day to rule in a dictatorial manner, gaining more and more subservience from a once free people. But not anymore. The Great Awakening is spreading across the country and throughout the world. Americans and freedom-loving citizens of every country on the planet embrace the human race as brothers and sisters in this final battle of good versus evil, and our voices will be heard. The power that we hold against these monsters, against these tyrants, is growing exponentially, and the lions will rise up in the end. We will step on these snakes. We will crush and destroy their plans of destruction and walk to the light of prosperity and freedom. Step on the snakes. The puppet, Sleepy Joe Biden. The installed terrorist, Soros-planted Barack Hussein Obama. Nancy Pelosi. The Clinton crime family. The power-hungry trolls, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. We know they are liars. We have proven that they're cheats. They have tried to poison the American dream. But now you can step on them with these exclusive socks. These 100% cotton, high-quality, patriotic, red, white, and blue comfortable foot huggers are certain to be a conversation piece. And let these criminals know that you're not a sheep, and they will not see victory. Three pairs for only $17.76 when you order at steponsocks.com. Step on Biden, Obama, Pelosi, Clinton, Fauci, and Gates. We were born free, and we will live free. Order yours now at steponsocks.com. Just $17.76 for three pairs of powerful, bold statements that empower you to feel good all day long. Go to steponsocks.com right now and secure your shipment. They make a great gift idea, and you'll drive the radicals absolutely nuts when they see you walking all over their puppet masters. Don't miss out on the 1776 sale. Go right now to steponsocks.com. That's steponsocks.com. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So we have been diving deep into this mRNA injection being referred to as a vaccine. And we're discovering that the truth about this thing is that we don't really know the truth about this thing. We also know that there is a truth that the legacy media is not telling you, which is that there's an unprecedented amount of deaths occurring among people that have subjected themselves to this shot in the arm. Yesterday on this show, we brought you real, verifiable, VAERS reported deaths that were documented by healthcare professionals. And later last evening, Tucker Carlson touched on the surface of the issue, but we have to realize that a seven-figure contract binds these major network broadcasters to a more careful approach, and we don't face those same restrictions. The truth is what you'll find here, and we won't hold back, especially when lives are at stake, kids' lives nonetheless. The good news is that the number one rated cable television show is actually beginning to address this issue. And someone with a platform that attracts millions of nightly viewers is actually asking questions about this very important and developing issue that is now raising a tremendous amount of concern from some of the world's top doctors, at least the brave ones that are willing to speak out. But the question really is quite simple.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Here's a very simple question. How many Americans have died after taking the COVID vaccines?
The answer is we don't really know that for sure, but we can say for certain that only 1 to 10% of these cases are able to make it into this VAERS reporting system. And that's alarming. If we're looking at over 3,300 deaths being reported, which we have confirmed, many of them through suspected transmission to young people, including five-month-old babies and at least a half a dozen teens that we found, we can speculate that actual numbers range anywhere from 33,000 to 330,000 injected-related deaths in America since the rollout of these four so-called vaccines. But don't take my word for it. Like I said, many of the world's top and most qualified doctors are coming forward, and we'll get to one of them in just a minute right here. But Dr. Peter McCullough seems to be concerned as well, and he's also eminently qualified as a doctor that's been practicing in the real world for over 30 years.
We know annually with the influenza vaccine, multiple manufacturers, 195 million people vaccinated, about 20 to 30 deaths are reported in through the VAER system. In the United States today, we have approximately 77 million individuals fully vaccinated, and we have 2,602 deaths, 2,602 deaths. So it's unprecedented how many deaths have accrued. Previous studies indicate that maybe only 1 to 10% of all the adverse events are reported to the VAER systems for a couple practical reasons. One is that it takes a healthcare worker to actually access the system or a loved one to call a healthcare worker and to make the entry.
Now, a handful of people will say that all of these doctors, Tucker Carlson, Stu Peters, and the rest of these radical right-wing Trump-supporting lunatics are fear-mongering and pushing a dangerous message because of politics. But is it politics? Or is it real, verifiable, tangible, indisputable, raw data from databases that we have historically been told to accept as reliable?
We know that according to the government reporting system, thousands of people have died after getting the shot. That is true in this country, where it's hotly debated when it's talked about at all. But it's also true in European countries, whose record keeping on this question is, if anything, more reliable than ours.
As we addressed specific examples of deaths on this show, which should alarm anyone of sound mind that's willing to listen and actually objectively think on their own, rather than flocking like sheep, lining up, tripping over themselves for an injection that the government tells you is sure to be safe, Carlson addressed the social aspect of the reaction to the information and used a comparison that would shut down the argument that shows like his and like this one are pushing a false narrative for the purpose of politics.
What's different this time and so striking is the reaction to these numbers. Here's a contrast for you. In 1976, the U.S. government vaccinated 45 million people for the swine flu. A total of 53 people reportedly died after getting that shot. And the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too risky. It wasn't worth it. Contrast that with what's happening now. This time, our health authorities have reserved their energy for anyone who dares to question vaccines. LifeSite News, it's a nonprofit news organization, just found itself permanently banned from Facebook. Why? Because it reported government numbers from the VAERS database, something that we just did on the air. Famously, when podcaster Joe Rogan asked whether healthy young people ought to be getting the COVID vaccine, the media treated him like a war criminal.
We know the anti-vaxxer conspiracy theories have been proliferating online, but it doesn't help it when people with major platforms feed that beast, like Spotify's $100 million man, Joe Rogan.
Dr. Fauci, before I let you go, I do want you to weigh in on Joe Rogan. How frustrating is it for you for this misinformation to continue to spread about COVID-19, especially when there are folks still out there saying it's a hoax?
It's disappointing. Joe Rogan is a hugely influential person with a massive audience. It's mystifying why he would give people such bad information that puts them in harm's way.
Joe Rogan, who is one of the world's highest paid and most popular podcast hosts, is giving air to anti-vaccine narratives.
Anti-vaccine narratives. He did nothing of the sort. Almost everything you just heard was a lie that obscured a very simple and potentially relevant question that he asked, which is, should healthy young people receive the vaccine? We're not precisely sure what the risks are. It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine. So why not rationally weigh the risk-reward ratio, as we do with every decision that we make? For that, he was denounced as an anti-vaxxer kook, a danger to public safety. Yahoo News published a piece entitled, Joe Rogan, who's not a doctor, in contrast to the Yahoo News reporters, gives terrible vaccine advice. Keep in mind, this is the same Yahoo News that published this piece. Quote, five things Bill Gates wants you to know about COVID-19 variants.
Well, we promise to continue digging into this and bringing you as much as we can. There are also many brave doctors from around the world that are now breaking their silence. They're coming forward. They're risking it all as they realize there's a lot more going on here than really meets the eye. Dr. Jane Ruby has over 20 years of experience in pharmaceutical research. She's an international health economist. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor. Dr. Ruby, I want to get right into this. There's been some alarming speculations about these injections. It seems that the real truth inside of these little vials may be that people are getting primed for their own autoimmune destruction. So about this, what do we know?
Well, we're learning more and more as we speak, Stu. Enter Professor Dolores Cahill, who is somewhat of the Dr. Simone Gold of the UK, an incredible activist. But more importantly, she's a professor at the University College of Dublin. She's a molecular biologist and an immunologist. And I want people to understand what that is so that you understand when she speaks about this, she knows what she's talking about. A molecular biologist actually is an expert in human genetics and the relationships between RNA and DNA, while also using chemistry, biology, and physiology. What she's basically telling us, Stu, is that people who are getting one of these four experimental injections are becoming, and here's the term, a genetically modified organism. It's just that simple. And so what she's raising is the issue. We don't know what's in these vials. We don't know if there are multiple messenger RNA molecules for targeting multiple viral entities like HIV, RSV, and things like that, in addition to the coronavirus. But what she's warning, Stu, is that for people who have gotten these injections, they are primed now or readied, if you will, immunologically to be hyper surveillant and hyper vigilant for any coronavirus. Now, you might say, well, what's wrong with that, Dr. Ruby? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. You're going to overreact when your body comes upon a coronavirus in the wild, naturally. For example, common cold viruses, of which there are millions, which is why you're never immune, are under the umbrella of coronaviruses. And what she's warning, she's calling attention to a 2012 study looking at explaining, rather, why the animals died in the SARS-1 vaccine attempts. And let me explain to you why the animals died. I've said before on your show and many others, the animals died because they were given these experimental injections like the humans are getting right now. It was when they were challenged a month later, 2 months later, 6 months later, with a natural coronavirus in the wild, like a flu or a common cold, their bodies overreacted. You've heard antibody-dependent enhancement. It's not a hoax. It's not a myth. It actually exists in nature and medicine. And what the body does is it overreacts. It's in a constant state of hyper-surveillance anyway, and it overreacts. Remember, I've said to you on the show many times, what's being injected, this messenger RNA, is getting into every cell in your body through that lipid nanoparticle. It gets into every cell in your body, your brain, your heart, your lungs. And when you have a reaction subsequently down the line, any organ, you'll probably end up with sepsis. And what she is telling us is that these people will die of multi-organ failure. And here's the tragedy. When they go to have autopsy, if they do, it's going to look like a natural illness related death. And it's not going to be, she's worried that it won't be tied back to these so-called vaccinations.
Well, it's going to have to be because there's going to be an alarming amount of them. I mean, people aren't just going to all of a sudden start keeling over and dying from these, you know, organ failures and autoimmune disastrous breakdowns without there having been some sort of something to instigate it. And I mean, people are tripping over themselves to get these injections. They've bought into this lie that they were going to be immunized when in fact they're actually priming for their own death. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And she makes a case for infertility and she explains it scientifically. Now, this may be a little bit weedy technically, but let me explain it. Here's a quote from Dr. Cahill. The spike protein, everybody's familiar with that now. You now know the messenger RNA material forces your body to use its own DNA in every cell in your body to create the spike proteins, which is what supposedly your body is going to recognize to mount a defense. The problem is, she says, the spike protein has a myology or a configuration, a propensity to bind to what we call the ACE2 receptor in the testicles and may also be a component of the placenta when someone gets pregnant and the implantation of the embryo into the placenta. She said, and here I quote, so it looks like younger people may not be fertile and that could be multi-generational. That is alarming. It's stunning. And we have to do something. Now, let me add one other piece to this, Stu. And I know you have this study as well. In 2020, a group of scientists, highly respected, from NYU, Tulane University, okay, published a short paper. And I know you have a copy of this. I'm going to read the title for the audience. Informed consent disclosure. They're telling people to vaccine trial subjects that all of you getting the jab, I've told you many times, are test subjects right now. You may or may not know it. You may or may not have consented to it. You probably didn't. But the title goes on to say, informed consent disclosure, in other words, making you aware to vaccine trial subjects of risk of COVID-19 vaccines worsening clinical disease. What does that mean? So let me explain it to you. They looked at a bunch of studies. They're concerned that people giving the jab, you know, these doctors, Publix, Walgreens, CVS, I'm just naming what's in the public domain, are not properly informing people that they are A, in a trial by getting the jab, and B, that they are at risk for serious side effects. It's not about what you get when you first get the jab. I've been trying to tell people, it's not about, oh, I had the fever, but a day later I was fine. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what you're going to encounter down the road when you are exposed, and you will be, because we all live in the world, when you're exposed to coronaviruses, common cold viruses, things like that, the next, you know, influenza A or B, any of those. And so let me read the conclusion, because this is stunning. The specific and significant COVID-19 risk of antibody-dependent enhancement should have been and should be prominently and independently disclosed to research subjects, that's you getting the injection, currently in these vaccine trials, as well as those being recruited for future patients after vaccine approval. Because what they're saying here, Stu, is the risk is sufficiently obscured in these trials and consent forms for ongoing COVID-19 trials that adequate patient comprehension of this risk is unlikely to occur. People are not aware of the fact. They think they're getting a vaccine. They think they're going to get antibodies. They think that when they get exposed to another coronavirus, that they're going to be just fine. Guess what? You're going to have the opposite happen. Your body's going to react. If you survive, you're going to have severe disability. Now, I know I sound like Chicken Little, but I'm not the one, you know, telling, I'm relaying what the experts are saying. I've said to you before, people who take this injection are getting a permanent revision of their own DNA. This is your genetic code, God-given, passed through your parents. Stu, this is serious.
This article from 2012 that indicates that these animals all succumbed to this fatal lung clot after they were exposed to the jab and then exposed to these natural other coronaviruses. This means that they knew.
That's the problem. That's the issue. When this came to my attention, Stu, it was like a knife in my gut, because I looked back at the date and I thought to myself, I just kept saying, they knew. They knew.
Unbelievable.
They knew what they were doing.
We're going to stay on top of this, and we appreciate you making the time for us here. I know that you're working on some other things that you didn't want to really get into. I mean, you're a responsible person. You don't want to be out here causing panic. You're going to do your research today, and as soon as you have something, we'll hear more from you. We want to keep all these people in tune to this. The mainstream media, as you know, the legacy media, completely ignoring this thing. The CDC, by the way, has changed their tune on this. If you go to their website, they are now starting to acknowledge this. My fear is that before it becomes all alarms, everybody has to know about this, it's going to be too late. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
And I hope it's not too late. We also hope that it's not too late to start planning our financial future, what we're going to leave for our kids, what their kids will have, you know, our grandkids, what kind of a lifestyle it is that we're setting up. If you're young and you're just starting work, or if you're middle-aged and you're in the middle of your career, maybe you're in a second job, maybe you're towards the end of it, you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do? Am I going to be able to kick my feet up, enjoy maybe that condo in Florida or the vacation home in Lake Tahoe or maybe a Northwoods cabin where I'm able to sit down, have a cigar, a cocktail, whatever you enjoy, and then what your kids are going to be left with when it's your time to go on and move on and be at the hand of God, right? So you start to think about these things, and then you start thinking about who's your financial advisor and all these other things. Well, are you talking to your financial advisor about who the president is and what the economic policies are of this administration, or is it controversial for you to bring that up in his or her office? It shouldn't be, because it directly impacts you. And the fact is, your advisor more than likely has a select few different programs that they have to select from to jam you into that box, right, and try to manipulate somehow, some way, some type of investing that may be good for you. Well, an independent fiduciary like Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management can build a box around you. So whether you're young, middle-aged, or later in your career, whatever your goals are independently, what you have stashed away already, what you're planning on doing, if you want to be safe or aggressive, all of those things, he can make a program for you where all of your money stays right here in the United States. He's home of the America First Retirement Plan, and you should call him. I trust him. And if you trust me, then give him a call. That's all you got to do is call him. 813-448-3446 is his phone number, 813-448-3446, or you can visit him online globally, internationally, as well as around the world, 24 hours a day at CortezWM.com. Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here at the Stu Peters Show. Visit him online right now, CortezWM.com. Well, we have known that Dr. Anthony Fauci is the highest paid bureaucrat in our government, despite, by the way, not being elected by we the people. Along with his questionable personal financial investments into the obscure laboratory in Wuhan, China, where we now know COVID-19 was released, presumably intentionally, to spark fear into the international community and completely obliterate liberty and freedom here in the United States, Fauci's been caught in multiple lies. Reversal of positions, changing narratives, pushing of the goalposts, and constantly evolving restrictions that continue to become more invasive upon Americans every single day. It's because of Dr. Anthony Fauci that your kids, my kids, our kids are wearing masks while they exert themselves during physical activity. It's why people are panicking while they muzzle their faces outdoors. I mean, we look like a third world Sharia law type society filled with completely subservient sheep bowing to the almighty government as this millionaire, Dr. Anthony Fauci, makes his regular appearances on day shows to propel this propaganda machine as he trickles more gasoline on this dumpster fire every day. Let's be honest, the guy is a troll. But until today, I had not really realized how completely overcome Anthony Fauci has become by Satan. He appears to be the devil personified. In a shocking article published by the Gateway Pundit, publicly available information has been confirmed, which illustrates, quote, barbaric experiments carried out on aborted human infants, including scalping 5-month-old aborted fetuses to stitch onto lab rats. The experimental studies are funded in part by U.S. taxpayers through the National Institutes of Health and, in particular, Dr. Anthony Fauci's Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Office, according to the investigation conducted by the Center for Medical Progress. Now, the school has a history of gruesome experimental studies. In one video, you can see a live baby being tested for reflexes until it dies. Live aborted babies being put on ice and transported for examination. It's disgusting. And it's all being funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci. An immediate investigation should be demanded by everyone that has a heartbeat. And Dr. Fauci, along with those responsible for this barbaric activity, ought to answer for these crimes. If you'd like to step all over Anthony Fauci, well, join the club. Me too. I'd like to step all over him, Gates, Biden, all of the globalists. And now we can. Go to steponsocks.com. Check these out. These are Patriot-designed 100% cotton socks. These are foot huggers, man. They're completely comfortable. I love these things. They're red, white, and blue. You were born free. You should live free. And now you can step on these snakes by going to steponsocks.com right now. The sale is on $17.76 for a three-pack. You can't buy just cheap run-of-the-mill socks anywhere for this price. $17.76 gets you these socks. Now, you can wear them indoors. You can wear them outdoors. I'm going to wear them everywhere that I go. I'm going to gladly, proudly take my shoes off and let the whole world know that I am not a sheep, that I will step on these snakes whenever I have the opportunity. Go to steponsocks.com right now and get yourself a pair of these lovely three pairs, actually, for $17.76 right now at steponsocks.com. $17.76 for three pairs of socks. I mean, how do you beat that? You can't. You can't, like I said, you can't go to any store and just get some cheap run-of-the-mill pair of half polyester crappy socks for $17.76. Socks are very expensive now. We're going to talk to Carlos Cortez later about these commodities and the price of cotton actually up, I think, 56% or something like that now in the last year. But Cortez knows all about this. He knows about everything financial, whether it's cryptocurrencies, stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment, pension plans. As I mentioned earlier, in the program, he's able to take a look at your specific situation and build a custom program around you, what your needs are, what your plans are for the future, whether it's your own retirement, real estate investment, what you're going to leave for your kids, when you're going to be able to pull the plug, all of those different things. And if you're dealing with a pro-Biden advisor, you're not going to do it. And the way to know that if you're dealing with a pro-Biden advisor is if you're dealing with one of these big name franchises, if you're dealing with one of these big banks, one of the household names that spend billions of dollars to market themselves every year, then yes, you're dealing with a pro-Biden advisor, whether you believe it or not, because they are influenced by Wall Street, which is influenced through backroom deals and quid pro quos from this administration. And this administration, as we know, is controlled by communist China. So you're doing business with a communist Chinese advisor, whether he looks like it or not. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. Call Carlos Cortez today. I trust him and you should too. 813-448-3446. Again, Carlos Cortez Jr. 813-448-3446. He's in the Sunshine State of Florida, but no matter where you are in the United States, you can do business with him and rest assured your money will stay right here in the United States. It's home of the America First Retirement Plan. Cortez Wealth Management, the premier sponsor here at the Stu Peters Show. Visit him online worldwide 24 hours at CortezWM.com. Vaccines, that seems to be the heavy topic, the topic of conversation. We're almost becoming like vaccine scholars, vaccine experts, I guess, if you will. I will never claim that I'm an expert on that, though, which is why we bring in experts like Dr. Jane Ruby. But the social fallout that we've been touching on, that Tucker Carlson began to talk about last night, the way the legacy media was attacking Joe Rogan for suggesting that healthy young people don't need to subject themselves to this unknown cocktail, this jab, when 99.98% of them are going to recover from this so-called disease on their own by using their own immune systems. But the social fallout is going to continue to explode in this country. We'll start to see vaccinated only sections at restaurants and at major sporting venues, possibly in the casinos. Here to talk to us about that is a political commentator, a Stu Peters Show contributor, Deanna Lorraine. She joins us daily for Shots Fired here. Deanna, this is quite the spectacle now.
Oh yeah, it is a spectacle. And you're absolutely right. This is dividing as if we weren't already more divided than ever in the world with race and with believers of coronavirus or not. Now it's going to get even more divided and it's going to get really bad this summer. It was supposed to be the summer of love, but now it's going to be the summer of hate and division even more, because Washington and New York are the first states that are announcing that they're going to start doing dividing up their sections of sporting events, churches, and other areas of public interest. And it's going to say vaccinated people or non-vaccinated people.
Yeah, so when you walk in, like the hostess used to ask you, smoking or non? Right. Now it's going to be this.
now is going to be vaccinated or non-vaccinated. And of course, we know, because there's so many mindless sheeple out there, that the vaccinated section is going to be a hell of a lot bigger than the non-vaccinated section. But that's how it's going to be. So sporting events, if you go to a baseball game, a football game, etc., you can expect to be put in a different section, whether you've been vaccinated or not. Same thing goes with churches. And I think that's even more sinister, honestly, because, you know, this is a place where there should be no division. You should be bringing people together. But they're going to be pushing that in churches as well. Vaccinated section and then non-vaccinated pews.
I'm actually okay with it, because I don't really want to be hanging around these vaccinated people. All this talk about transmission and shedding and all of this other stuff. I mean, this is a contagious vaccination. It's a self-spreading vaccination. They started talking about this many years ago, and it's now coming out. It's being exposed. They knew exactly what was going to happen, but yet pushed it on the American people anyway, and globally.
Right, exactly. Yeah, don't shed on me.
Yeah.
Instead of having we need to start having don't shed on me flags.
Yes, exactly.
That's the new freedom. So I don't want to be hanging out with the vax anyways, but just imagine a year ago, did we ever think that this was going to happen? If we did think that it was going to happen, we were labeled conspiracy theorists with tinfoil hats. But imagine what the Jews experienced, right? Again, we go back to the Holocaust, where they had to show their papers, right? We had to show their papers. They had to wear the gold star. Isn't this eerily familiar to that, Stu, where
Absolutely.
We have to show our papers?
Yeah.
We have to show proof of vaccination. And it's going to be separating people from vaccinated versus unvaccinated. This is also back in the day where racism was paramount, and they had separate water fountains, separate schools, separate eating areas for blacks and whites. How is this any different? And what about HIPAA? Whatever happened to HIPAA, by the way? Didn't HIPAA just sort of go out the window? What happened to the privacy at keeping our own health records private? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was totally out the window.
And I was told that I was a conspiracy theorist when I said, these people who are rushing out to get this vaccination remind me of the Holocaust, which you rightfully and accurately depicted the other day on this program. You were attacked by this left-wing, radical, irrelevant group.
Right.
I forget what their name is on Twitter. But anyway, you rightly did that, because there are people that when the boxcars show up, when the locomotive pulls into the station, that will be jumping up and down, running, tripping over each other, pushing each other, getting in physical fights and altercations to be the first ones aboard the train to Camp COVID. It's going to happen. And when you're talking about the summer of love turning into the summer of division and hate, whatever happened to this promise from President Joe Biden, the campaigning then, 49-year bureaucrat that said that he was going to unify. Everything was going to be, everybody was going to be brought together. We're more divided now than we have ever been. The last thing that these radicals want is unification. They want the division. They want the chaos. They want vaxxers fighting against the unvaxxed. They want, the blacks and the whites. This is all a distraction away from their own criminal activities. It's a distraction away from the audit that's taking place in Arizona, which should, by the way, be taking place in every single state. And we're going to be talking to Bobby Payton about what people can actually do to get involved with that process. There's a lot of grifters, too. People raising millions and millions of dollars around these audits. You don't need that kind of money. We'll talk about more of that anyways. I didn't mean to take you off the subject here.
Oh, and they love it, Stu. They love the division, because it's all by design. Because they know that the jig is up. Once one jig is up and people are starting to catch on, like the race war thing, a lot of blacks are catching on that this is all just fodder for them, that they're just being used for their black votes, and they're used for the race war. They're just pieces. They're just pawns in this race war. Once that jig is up, then they have to find something else. It's vaccinated fighting the unvaccinated, right? And it's this constant division that they're creating. And now with schools in Washington and other states, in California and Washington, I know it for sure, you have to get vaccinated in order to return to school. Imagine paying thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars for these very expensive colleges, which already are indoctrination machines. Imagine that you can't finish your senior year or your junior year unless you get that shot in the arm. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that this is where we've come to.
I predict there's going to be a lot of lawsuits from parents who have paid tuition, from students who forced themselves to be vaccinated because they want to go to that Ivy League school, or they want to go to that university. Right. They've already maybe had 2 or 3 years there. They want to finish their degree. Maybe they play sports there, and they're being forced into this shot in the arm, this vaccination, so-called vaccination. And then they're going to get sick. Or as Dr. Ruby was mentioning, there's going to be a breakdown in their immune system that leads to catastrophic fallout. I mean, this is alarming. And they're making people do this. This is a complete violation of people's my body, my choice rights.
Exactly. But remember, even Alan Dershowitz, remember that infamous interview where he was saying that nobody has the right to not take that jab in the arm. And you have to be selfless at this point. If there is a pandemic, if there's a national or a global pandemic, then you give up your personal liberty. You give up your right to say no. And it's within their rights as the state to come to your house, grab you, drag you out of your house, and throw a shot in your arm and push you down until you get that shot.
We are not in a pandemic. If everybody wants to be honest with themselves, scientists and doctors, I want to know, where are all these brave doctors at? Okay, there is a handful of them that are now around the world coming forward. I'm talking about eminently qualified doctors who have been out here in the real world working, virologists, epidemiologists, pulmonary doctors. All these people are coming forward and saying, look, we need to pump the brakes on this thing right now. This is dangerous. We don't know what's going on here. Studies have been stopped. Trials have been stopped for deaths, one or two or 50 deaths. We're talking 3,300 reported to VAERS, which suggests that there's anywhere between 33,000 and 330,000, the real numbers. Dr. McCullough, who's got 30 years of real world medicine practice, said that only 1 to 10% of these numbers in VAERS are accurate because it takes a healthcare professional to enter them. I can't enter my own, much to the contrary of what people are saying. Well, anybody can just enter into VAERS. No, you have to be a healthcare professional to do that. So this is becoming extremely dangerous. I want to know, where are these brave doctors at? Why is it that when I go to my clinic, there's not a doc? Seriously, start thinking on your own and start doing the right thing by your community and telling people the hashtag just wait.
Yeah.
At least.
Exactly. And where are they, Stu? They're getting their licenses revoked if they're speaking up. And that's the problem too. So many of them are afraid to speak up because they're getting their licenses stripped to them, their medical licenses. Some of them have had their offices closed down. They've been forced to close down. But even with all that, at this point, honestly, I know that it sucks to get your medical license revoked, but at this point, it's now or never, right? What's the point of having a medical license? What's the point of being a doctor if you can't fulfill your oath of first doing no harm?
I think a lot of the problem is people, it's like the 2020 or the Y2K, or all this. We're going to lead up to this. The whole grid is going to shut down. The world's going to explode. John Kerry's telling us that we're not going to be here in 2012 or 2022 anyways, or 24, whatever it is, because the world's going to explode. So why do we have to get vaccinated? I mean, really, honestly, if the whole damn thing is going to blow up, the very same people that are telling us the world is going to blow up because I drive a diesel truck are telling you to go get vaccinated so that you can live eternally. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know, the funny thing is, and we're going to go over this in a minute, but it's amazing that these perfectly healthy people are going to go get vaccinated under the guise of being more healthy or not getting a virus that's very hard to get anyways, and that has a very high recovery rate, 99.98%. And then they end up getting so unhealthy because of the vaccine, they have to go see specialists. They have to go see brain specialists, neurologists, cardiologists, OBGYNs for a lot of women. They have to go fly around the country to go to specialists because now they're really, really sick because of the vaccine. And that's what's disgusting. That's what's criminal. And it's medical malpractice. Why aren't these doctors speaking up in mass? One doctor here or there offhand, it's not going to do anything. Those are the ones that are going to get their licenses revoked. But if we have thousands of doctors, of which there are, all over the country protesting every day, you can't ignore that. You cannot ignore it. You will be forced to cover it if every day there are thousands of them in the streets protesting this and making a huge, huge noise and impact. But I digress. It's because of people like this, because of articles like this, that people are so damn brainwashed. And of course, they believe MSNBC and Newsweek and BuzzFeed over their own intuition. But here's an article that just came out. Now, one of the major common side effects that I've seen and that has been reported in VAERS is brain fog. Another most common one is actually stupor. If you look up what stupor actually means, the medical definition is pretty crazy. It's pretty creepy. It means you're basically in a vegetative state.
Yeah, in my drunken days, I used to get into stupors all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And this is stupor with no alcohol. So you can imagine what that's like. This is a permanent stupor, brain fog, and we're getting also tons of thousands.
Kind of like the guy in the White House right now, permanent stupor, brain fog.
And it's so fitting too, because I think that he's sort of like, he was put there as an example of what everyone's going to be, just stupor, brain fog.
The leader of the stupor world.
Right, exactly. So stupor, brain fog, motor movement disabilities, autism and autism spectrum disabilities, if you can believe it. Thousands and thousands of reports of this. So, of course, what does the news put out this week? What starts trending? These articles. If your brain feels foggy and you're tired all the time, you're not alone. So they have to put out this information, this article, and there's a lot of articles that just came out in the last 24 hours because extreme exhaustion and lethargy and brain fog has been one of the most reported side effects. And it's not just a day or two, I'm not talking about just like a little fever. It's lasting for months. This is the report that people have had to miss work for weeks and weeks at a time after they got the vaccine. So, of course, it's saying exhaustion is one of the top complaints of patients these days, says a doctor. They say things like, it's so hard to get out of bed. I've been misplacing things more often. But mental health care practitioners all around the world are hearing the exact same complaints. And this kind of mental fog is real. But the root of it is simply just stress and trauma of the past year. It's just a normal reaction to an abnormal year. So they're not even mentioning the vaccine. They're not even talking about it as a related side effect. They're just saying that it's all just a big stress load from the past year of the pandemic. And people are dumb enough to just believe this and not even trust their own instincts, not even trust the fact that they were never stressed out at all, never were in a stupor until they got that shot in the arm.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in an eternal world of denial. Right. And it just expounds on the stupidity when you look around. And, you know, I'm totally against the show me your papers, the gold star. I mean, for obvious reasons. I mean, look at our history. It's disgusting. But in this case, I don't mind really knowing who went ahead and did this. And you can pretty much tell, do your own social experiment, by the way. Yeah. If you go outside and there's somebody that's wearing a mask outside, which, by the way, it's proven that that's completely absurd. It's totally insane. It's insanity to wear a mask outdoors. But if you can see these people out there, you can pretty much assume you'd be a safe bet to believe that, they've subjected themselves to this jab.
Absolutely. And I figure we'd bring a new little segment to Shots Fired, Stu, and that is the dumbest questions of the week.
I like it. Yeah, let's ask some dumb questions. I get a lot of them. I ask a lot of dumb questions, too. That's the whole platform here. I bring in experts. I ask them dumb questions.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Dumbest questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually bring all of the dumbest collections, the dumbest questions, the dumbest observations that I've seen from all these different Reddit threads and Facebook threads and everything, all related to the vaccine. I'm going to bring it tomorrow to Friday's show, and then we can go over it piece by piece, dissect it, and it could be some great comedy going into the weekend.
All right, great. We need to
be aware of these people. We need to be away from these people because guess what? The vaccinated are the new virus. Not the ones that haven't been vaccinated. The vaccinated are the new virus. So we need to stay 6 feet away from those people.
The new virus. Boy, I love it. Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine every single day here. If you have a virus or you're afraid of a virus, if you want to stay in good health, if you want to do it holistically and naturally, the best way to do it is CBD. There's no doubt you're aware of what CBD is because you've heard me talk about it here. If you're not up on the CBD game, go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and check out the great CBD from Verve Forever. Now, if you're already doing your CBD business with somebody else, you're not doing business with a veteran-owned CBD company that sources all of its CBD right here in the United States. Colorado, Tim Klund, the owner, a veteran of the United States Air Force, a patriotic American who cares about this republic, goes out to Colorado frequently. I talk to him. I catch him when he's on the phone. He's out there. I'm checking on the farm right now, right here in the United States, Colorado. Although Colorado is a liberal mess, that doesn't matter because the CBD that he grows there is right here in the United States. So you're doing business with a United States American-owned company. All of the products sourced, bottled, and distributed right here in the United States of America. He's also a veteran of the United States military, which makes it the most patriotic thing that you can do to drop your CBD company and do business with him. Now, if you don't know about CBD, what it can help you with, let me run it down for you. Physical pain, like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies. Maybe you're dealing with PTSD or ADHD, something along more along the lines of, you know, psychological stuff, stress, anxiety. These types of things can be dealt with using the holistic and natural method of CBD, whether it's oils, pain creams. They have patches. I mean, there's all bath salts. Check it out. You go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. You can check out all of the great products from Verve Forever, a great company. They offer the highest quality CBD products at the most affordable prices. And guess what? Right now, 50% off site-wide for you if you use the promo code VET50. That's VET, V-E-T, 5-0 for 50% off when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Do business with a Patriot-owned, veteran-owned company. Do your CBD business with Verve Forever. AmericaFirstOil.com. Go right now, 50% off using the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, we've been really consumed with the vaccine, the so-called vaccine. We've been talking about the tragic deaths, the physical health fallout from the thing, and we've touched a little bit on consumer confidence, along with how the market might respond to the rollout of the jab. But what about the last year economically as a whole? How have manufacturers viewed the Biden presidency? How will they prepare to absorb these astronomical corporate tax increases? What about farmers? What about loggers, refineries, and other industries that directly affect your pocketbook, maybe at the gas pump? Well, in the last 365 days, the United States has seen an increase in lumber of 265%. 265%. The Stu Peters Show thought that was alarming, so we took a look at some of the others. Crude oil up 210%. Gasoline 182%. Heating oil 107%. Corn is up 84%. Copper, soybeans, silver, sugar have all spiked over 60%. Cotton is up 54%. And other things like wheat and coffee have seen drastic price increases in the first 100 days of this new so-called administration. The question is, how are Americans like you and I, real people out here, trying to provide for a family, going to be able to survive when our income isn't increasing at these same rates? Here to educate us is Carlos Cortez Jr. He's an independent fiduciary and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. You hear about him often here on the Stu Peters Show. Carlos, how can anyone deny this hyperinflation at this point?
Well, we definitely can't deny it, and I appreciate you having me on, Stu, and unfortunately, we have the media at it again, just lying to us. We have Reuters just came out. Just reading an article on Reuters. It just came out saying that Yellen, a former Fed chair, is basically saying that we're not going to have rising inflation and rates are not going to be hyperjacked. Well, that's hogwash, man. You know that's not true. Yesterday, I have a 18-gallon tank in my car. And typically it's like $45 to $55. Well, it cost me $70.70. And I just started thinking, what if that was somebody on fixed income that just only has Social Security? So here's the problem. When it comes to Social Security, Stu, Congress gets to decide what their COLA adjustment is. And what they do is typically what they do, they take out petroleum and food out of the CPI index. They use the consumer price index to determine how much they should give to our beneficiaries. So they take out two of the major sectors in the consumer price index, which is what they use in order to calculate.
That's completely deceptive. I mean, that's yeah. Lying. They're lying to the American people. And when you can see the actual numbers with crude being up 210%, gasoline at the pump up 182%, as you talked about in your vehicle, it's costing exponentially more now to fill that thing up. And I'm noticing it as well. But my income isn't going up. The bottom line, the net is going down. What I see at the end of the month in my bank account and whether or not I'm able to cover my monthly obligations is becoming more and more difficult for most Americans.
Yep. And what you have is a simultaneously expansion of inflation and kind of the weakening of a dollar. Because with this idiot just promoting, you know, free money and treating it like Oprah Winfrey, you get a dollar, you get 10,000, you get 20,000. It's going to have a major, major impact on our dollar. There is going to be what it all translates to, Stu. There's going to be a lot of volatility for the rest of 2021. And as long as this knucklehead's in office, you know, his economical advisors
like this, too. We're not only just giving this money to people who are in need, but we're giving this money to, these entitlements are endless. And now the amount of people that we're giving these entitlements to is increasing at alarming numbers because of the open borders to ourselves. Everybody that gets thrown into our country, as the gates are wide open, big green open signs, come on in. They yeah. get across the border, then we fly them to whatever state and city that they choose where they want to relocate to and start to. So right in your neighborhood, no matter where you are, every state is a border state, but we're now giving these people tons of money, thousands and thousands of dollars upon their arrival here into the United States. And that is only going to increase. Those numbers are only going to go up. I mean, there's going to be millions of people here. We're talking billions of dollars. This is going to bankrupt the country.
Yeah. So another scary thing I forgot to mention is when you have a high rise in stock market that we feel that is fabricated, it will eventually correct itself. So our investors, our listeners, those are trying to save in their retirement. It's a very scary time for them because they have to trust a pro-Biden advisor to tell them, oh, you're in it for the long haul. Don't worry about it. Market always comes back up. Well, what if you're 62 trying to retire at 64? Do you really have enough time? You don't. And if you're scared of the stock market, which you should be, you generally move to bonds. But still, the interest rates are rising. Inflation is going crazy. Hyperinflation is here. You lose money in bonds.
Is there any place where somebody can win? I mean, you have a winning formula. I'm assuming that you can look at all of this and then redirect investments to keep them here in the United States, make sure that people are doing well.
Absolutely. Our planning process with the America First Retirement Plan, like I said, we're going to keep our money safe. Our clients do not want to lose money. Number two, they want a reasonable rate of return. Number three, they want to keep everything in America. Number four, they want simplicity and transparency. And number five, they want to deal with a God-fearing patriot such as myself. Because you shouldn't have to feel ashamed to go to your advisor and question the presidency, question what's going on, question the dollar, question the financial reset, or even question the media. You shouldn't have to feel bad. And so what I'm going into
the conversation with your financial advisor about the current administration should not be viewed as controversial. It directly impacts your bottom line, as we see just by these increases in commodities that are just eye popping.
Yeah. And so what I've been telling clients, and it's true, is that Biden is very predictable. He's very predictable. He's going to take God out of everything, and he's going to increase other countries' bottom line and not America. So we have America First money managers that are ready to set up these rabbit traps, and he's fallen right into it. So we're doing extremely well having American money managers investing in areas that we know that he is going to go and spend money, such as, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and all these other countries. And so our clients are doing extremely well, and we have principal protection. So there's a lot of things that we can do in any market, in any administration, but you just have to have confidence in your plan. And that's what I do here is have that America First Retirement Plan for our clients.
Beautiful. And more clients and more clients and more clients as the phone continues to ring and people hear this broadcast and they come over to you. I've got tons of emails from people who are just so happy to have been found you now and do business with you. You can do it too. You owe it to yourself to check out Cortez Wealth Management. He's a Stu Peter Show contributor, but Cortez Wealth Management also the premier sponsor here. And we appreciate that because without that sponsorship, well, we wouldn't be here. So make sure that you give him a call, 813-448-3446, or visit them online anytime at CortezWM.com. You can do business with Carlos Cortez no matter which one of the 48 upper states you're in the contiguous United States. And we would assume that you want to be putting your money with an America First advisor. That's why you're here. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. While I was talking to Carlos Cortez, my phone was buzzing. Don't know if you could hear it or not, but it was Dr. Jane Ruby who was telling me that she's digging into something that is extremely important and that she's going to be returning back tomorrow to talk to you about this. She's a very responsible doctor. She's not out here to create panic, but there is alarming cause for concern right now, and we believe that it's our duty to bring this stuff to you because the legacy media, the mainstream media, the drive-by fake news, communist state-run propaganda machine known as the media is not going to bring it to you. Neither will these hack journalists that work for these liberal rags all over the place because they are part of the cabal. They are part of the globalist product. They are the propaganda arm, just like Hitler used when all of these people fell in love with him. They trusted him, and then he killed them. So Anyways, Dr. Jane Ruby will be back here. And all the Holocaust references that I'm making today, that Deanna Lorraine makes on this show, by the way, these references are very real. These are things that you actually have to think about. Folks, we're not living in times like we were, you know, in the 80s or even in the 90s, early 2000s. We're not definitely living in the times of my mother in the 60s. You know, we're living in times right now that are absolutely horrific. They're unbalanced. They're volatile, both financially and socially, medically. We're in some serious times right now, very serious times. And so we appreciate Dr. Ruby not coming here to cause alarm, but coming here to give information. We also want to thank Deanna Lorraine and Carlos Cortez for being here. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors. Make sure that you visit steponsocks.com today. Go to steponsocks.com, get your three pairs for $17.76. We want to thank Tim Klund, the veteran-owned, patriot-owned, Verve Forever. Great sponsor here. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com for all of your CBD stuff, AmericaFirstOil.com. And don't forget to visit Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, home of the America First Retirement Plan. You can visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. Make sure that you visit me at RedVoiceMedia.com. That's where the truth lives. I know a lot of .coms out here, a lot of information, but visit me over at RedVoiceMedia.com. That's where the truth always lives. Catch me tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, as well as our special Friday edition of the Stu Peters Show as we return tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!